Hi, thank you for calling the NAC Baby Formula Helpline. My name is Shireen speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
Yes, her name is Javon Hughes.
Okay, go ahead and transfer over, please.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, Javon?
Yes, I'm back.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm doing well, thank you for asking. My name is Shireen, and I will be further assisting you on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the NEC Baby Formula lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I've only sent for you guys last week.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And is your son still with us?
Yes, he is.
Okay, I'm really, really happy to hear that.
Thank you.
And did your son have any of the following issues, such as any ongoing gastrointestinal or other bowel conditions, any intestinal perforation, scarring or stricture in the intestines, sepsis, cerebral palsy, neurological damage, or any other serious or long-lasting injuries?
Yes.
Okay, which of the following?
Can you name those again?
Ongoing gastrointestinal or other bowel conditions, intestinal perforation, scarring or stricture in the intestines, sepsis, cerebral palsy, neurological damage, or other serious or long-lasting injuries?
Intestinal perforation. He has a hole in his intestine.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
I thought you said that, but I was trying to make sure you named that one.
No, no worries. And what state was your son diagnosed with NEC?
In Illinois.
I'm sorry, what date?
Oh, I thought you said what state. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
He got diagnosed, let's see, it was right after he was born.
Okay, if you had to estimate a date.
I know. I'm about to tell you right now because I had looked it up. I looked it up last week when I called.
Okay.
He got diagnosed. No, he didn't get, did he get diagnosed the day he was born? I think he didn't get diagnosed. He got diagnosed 2 weeks later. He got diagnosed on March 16th.
March 16th?
Yeah, 2 days.
What year?
I mean, 2 weeks later. 2016. Yep.
And was your son diagnosed with NEC prior to being given formula or after being fed formula?
After.
Okay. And how long after being fed was your son diagnosed with NEC? Was it within 7 days or over 7 days?
What do you mean?
Was he diagnosed with NEC after being fed formula within 7 days or over 7 days?
It was over 7 days.
Okay.
He got diagnosed. He started taking it when he was born. He was born March 2nd, and he got diagnosed on the 16th, so 2 weeks later.
March 2nd, 2016, you said he was born?
Yes.
Okay. So he is now 8 years old?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and then what is the name of the hospital he was born and diagnosed at?
Amherst Hospital.
And that is in, you said, Illinois?
That's in Amherst, Illinois, yes, that's correct.
Okay, thank you so much. It is now called Endeavor Health Elmhurst Hospital. Is that correct?
Yes, it's still Elmhurst Hospital.
Okay. And then the address I have for them is 155 East Brush Hill Road, Elmhurst,
Road.
Illinois. Zip code 60126.
Yep, that's it.
Okay. And then this is the same hospital he was born and diagnosed at?
That's correct.
And then what brand of formula was your son fed in the hospital?
Similac, ProAdvance.
Okay. And then you would be filing this claim on behalf of your son. I just want to confirm you have authority to sign on behalf of your son?
Yes, I'm filing on behalf of my son.
Okay. And then are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
And how far along were you in terms of weeks when you gave birth to your son?
I was 34 weeks.
Okay. And did your son become diagnosed with NEC while still in the hospital, or did they leave and come back?
Yeah, we were still in the hospital.
Okay. And then if needed, would you be able to provide a birth certificate?
Yes.
Okay. And did you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that were also fed formula?
Yeah, actually.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
And who would that be? I'm sorry.
My best friend, Rakita, her daughter went through the same thing.
Okay.
And then I have a cousin that...
I'm sorry, go ahead. No, you go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Do you know if your friend filed a claim already?
No, she didn't file a claim because we just found out about this when I seen it on social media.
Okay, when at the end of this call, what I'll do is I'm going to send you my contact information. You can go ahead and send it to her, and she can contact me directly, and I can file a claim with her directly.
Okay, and so my friend went through the same thing, and my cousin did too. So when you send me the information, I'll send you their names, and she'll call too because I called her too and told her the same thing. Like, I've seen this on social media. You know, okay. We should call them.
Okay, yeah. That would be perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. And then you said your cousin as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then can you confirm your child's gender for me, please?
Yes, a male.
Thank you. And can you spell his first name for me?
T-Y-Z-I-E-R.
T-Y-Z? You cut out a little bit.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
T-Y-Z-I-E-R.
I-E-R. Okay. And yes, a last sir. Name?
Henderson. H-E-N-D-E-R-S-O-N.
Okay. And do you have a middle name that you wanted to put down?
You could just put the M initial.
M? M as in Mary?
Yes.
Okay.
No, and M as in, yeah, M as in Mary, you're right.
M as Mary, okay. And then does your son have a suffix in his name?
No.
Okay. And then can I get his full social, please?
Let me pull it up. I got it saved in my files. Hold on.
And then last name Foster, F-O-S-T-E-R. Okay, can you confirm your gender for me? And then what is your marital status?
You got it. Just bear with me. I have so much stuff in my phone. I'm trying to scroll to get it.
No worries. In the meantime, your first name, is it J-A-Y-V-O-N-N-E?
That's correct.
Okay, and then your last name?
H-E-G-H-E-S.
Okay. And then do you have a suffix in your name?
No.
Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
And can I get your date of birth?
12-15-90.
12-15-90?
Yes, that's correct. Do you need my social too?
Yeah, please.
339-86-4664.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. And then I have your email as jhughes15@gmail.com.
That's correct. And I have his social right here.
Okay, perfect.
809-5-7-5-0-9-5.
Okay. And then for your phone number, I have 312-995-9027.
That's correct.
Okay. And then is this your mobile number or your home? Is this your cell phone number or your home number?
My mobile number. Yes, it's my mobile number.
Okay. And then can I get your current full address, please?
Yes, 226 North Elm Street, ELM. And that's in Hillside, Illinois, 60162.
Okay, so 226 Elmhurst.
No. Oh. 226 North Elm Street.
Elm Street
is the hospital. Yeah.
Elm Street. And then what was the city again?
Hillside, H-I-L-L-S-I-D-E,
okay.
Illinois.
Okay.
It's 60162.
Okay, so I have 226 North Elm Street in Hillside, Illinois, Cook County, zip code 60162.
That's correct.
Okay. And then, do you have any official documents to show you are the power of attorney?
I mean, I have his birth certificate. What else would I need?
Oh, yes, perfect. So okay. That would show that you are a power of attorney. Oh,
okay.
And then, is your name the same on the birth certificate, Javon Hughes?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
And am I pronouncing your name right? I just want to confirm.
Yes, it's Javon. You're saying it right.
Javon? Okay.
Yes.
All right. And then did you have any of the following issues during pregnancy, such as hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, HIV or AIDS?
Nope.
Okay. And then was the baby born prematurely? I do need to ask this.
Yes.
Okay. And then I just want to confirm your baby was born in Illinois?
That's correct, at Elmhurst Hospital.
Okay. And then was your child diagnosed while in the neonatal ICU?
You said, was he diagnosed when?
In the NICU?
Yes.
Okay. And let me get your son's birth weight, please.
He was 3 pounds. Exactly.
3 pounds. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And then when was he admitted into the NICU and when was he discharged from the NICU?
He was in the hospital. He was in the NICU. You mean like after birth?
When he was born, after he was born, how long was he in the NICU?
3 days. Yeah, for 3 days.
So did he go the day that he was born into the NICU?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So March 2nd, 2016. And
yes,
then he was there for 3 days?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And then when did he leave the hospital?
He left the hospital. We was in hospital for 2 weeks, actually. 2 weeks, exactly.
Okay, so did he leave the hospital before or after he was diagnosed with NEC?
He left the hospital the day he was diagnosed.
Okay.
No. Actually, he left the hospital, the day he was diagnosed.
Okay, because
he had to get the surgery the next day, and we had to come back.
Okay, so he was diagnosed with NEC. They sent him home. And then he came back the following day for surgery?
That's correct.
Okay, just want to confirm that timeline. Alrighty. And then what day did he start using the formula? Was it the day that he was born as well?
Yeah, it was the day he was born, yep. He started using it the same day.
And then when did he stop using that formula?
2 weeks later on the 16th. And that's the day that he was diagnosed. He stopped using it when he was diagnosed.
Okay, thank you so much. And then what was the time between the usage of the formula and the diagnosis of NEC?
It was 2 weeks. It was 14 days because he was born on the 2nd and he got diagnosed on the 16th.
All right. Thank you so much. And then I just want to confirm, was your son fed formula in the hospital?
Yes.
And then did your son have any of the following symptoms after drinking the formula, such as low body temperature, green vomit, apnea, hypotension, bradycardia, swollen red or tender belly, trouble feeding, constipation, lethargic, diarrhea and or dark or bloody stools?
Yes, he had abdominal pain. He had green vomit. He had a really high temperature, and he had bloody stools. So he had all of those symptoms that I just named.
Okay. So far I have green vomit, swollen red or tender belly, diarrhea and or dark or bloody stools. And then you said high body temperature?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Just going ahead to write that down. And then do you have a copy of the medical records for your son?
My doctor, that's what I told them. When I talked to them last week, I told them they could have requested it from the doctor.
Okay. So do you have them on hand with you or no?
No, not right now. I'm not even home.
Okay. Do you have them at home?
No, they were in my storage when I moved, so that's why I asked them, can they request it?
And then what treatments or medical procedures did your son undergo due to NEC? Any antibiotics, blood transfusion, assistive ventilation, Penrose drain, exploratory laparotomy, ostomy surgery, PICC line, or any unrelated surgeries?
Yeah, he had laparotomy, antibiotic therapy, and they had to keep giving him oxygen.
Okay, let me go ahead and write that down. And he had assisted ventilation, correct?
You said he had what?
Assisted ventilation, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then when was the last time your son was treated for any C-related issues?
He got treated on the 17th. That's when he had the surgery. That was the treatment date.
Okay, so it was, I'm sorry, March 17th, 2016?
Yes.
Okay. And then was he diagnosed and treated at the same facility that he was born at?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just want to confirm that. Okay, so I have that he was diagnosed and treated at Endeavor Health Elmhurst Hospital. And the address I have
I've never heard, I don't know what the Endeavor Health part is. I just always known it as Elmhurst, but I mean, if they added that name on there, then yeah.
Yeah, I can,
You're probably looking it up, so it's more up to date than.
Yeah, I just looked up Elmhurst Hospital, Elmhurst, Illinois, and what came up is Endeavor Health, Elmhurst Hospital.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's the right address and everything, so it's the same hospital, but yeah.
Okay, give me one second.
Okay. What you looking for, please? That's stuff. They didn't give you another one?
Okay. And then, do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed and treated your child?
Yeah, her name is Dr. Uribe, U-R-I-B-E, first name Victoria.
Okay, so I have Victoria Uribe.
That's correct.
And that's the doctor that diagnosed and treated your baby?
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then for the facility phone number for Elmhurst Hospital, from what I saw on Google, it's 331-221-1000?
Yes. I have Dr. Uribe's number, too. I don't know if it's like an extension or something, but I've always called. I call the direct number.
Okay. Alrighty. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens, Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Doesn't live with me. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Well, actually, you know what? I'll use my dad, and he does live with me, so you can just put Jerome Hughes for my emergency contact.
Is it J-E-R-O-M-E?
That's correct. Same last name, Hughes.
And can I get his phone number, please?
Yeah, 708-407-5082.
And then he has the same address as you, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, let me go ahead and copy that. So that address is going to be 226 North Elm Street in Hillside, Illinois.
That's correct.
And the zip code is 60162.
That's correct.
Okay, so with that being said, let me go ahead and review the information with you on the phone. So your son was diagnosed with NEC on March 16, 2016. He was diagnosed after being fed the formula, and he was fed Similac. He was born and diagnosed at Endeavor Health Elmhurst Hospital, located at 155 East Brush Hill Road in Elmhurst, Illinois, zip code 60126.
That's correct.
Okay, what I'll do is I'll read through the entire thing. If you need to stop me for any reason because either you didn't hear me or something's wrong, just go ahead and cut me off, okay?
Okay.
All right. Your son was you gave birth to your son at 34 weeks. He was born March 2nd, 2016. He is now 8 years old. You have your best friend that also has a baby with NEC and your cousin as well. I'm going to send you my information to give to them.
Okay.
I have your son's name spelled T-Y-Z-I-E-R, middle initial M, last name Henderson spelled H-E-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, Social Security number is 809-57-5095.
Yes, that's correct.
And then your first name is Javon, spelled J-A-Y-V-O-N-N-E. Last name Hughes, spelled H-U-G-H-E-S. I have your social security number as 339-86-4664 and your date of birth as December 15th, 1990. I have your email as jhughes15@gmail.com and I have your cell phone number as 312-995-9027. I have your address as 226 Elm Street, located or North Elm Street, located in Hillside, Illinois, zip code 60162.
That's correct.
I have your name on the birth certificate as Javon Hughes. Your son was in the NICU March 2nd, 2016 to March 5th, 2016, mm-hmm. so only 3 days. He was born 3 pounds, 0 ounces. He started using the formula on March 2nd, 2016, and he stopped using the formula March 16, 2016, which is the day that he was diagnosed.
Mm-hmm.
Your son was had antibiotics, as well as an exploratory laparotomy and assisted ventilation. As far as symptoms, he also had high body temperature. He was last treated for NEC-related issues when he received the exploratory laparotomy, which was March 17, 2016.
Correct.
Okay. I have the doctor that diagnosed and treated your son as Victoria Uribe. She treated and diagnosed your son at Endeavor Health Elmhurst Hospital, located at 155 East Brush Hill Road, Elmhurst, Illinois, zip code 60126. Phone number I have for the facility is 331-221-1000. And for your emergency contact, I have your father that lives with you at 226 North Elm Street in Hillside, Illinois, mm-hmm. zip code 60162. I have his phone number as 708-407-5082. And I have his first name as Jerome, spelled J-E-R-O-M-E. Last name Hughes, spelled H-U-G-H-E-S.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to have you go ahead and put me on speakerphone. I just went ahead and sent you a link. It's going to send
you. And I do
your...
have one. I do want you to notate one other thing. The pediatrician that diagnosed him, she diagnosed him at the hospital. When she did his treatment, though, we didn't go inside the hospital. It was like another building near it.
Okay.
That's
why
I said I had a direct number for her, too.
Okay, okay. So it was not at the same facility?
It was not actually in the hospital, like where we were at. It was a different building, but I guess it was all connected. But she was always calling me from a different number.
Okay, so the number regarding, it was still part of Elmhurst Hospital, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so the number is asking, or the phone number?
I got the referral from them. So I'm not really sure if it's connected, but I know the building is close to, is right there by Elmhurst.
Is it part of that, like that facility as a whole?
I am not sure. I can go by later to check, but I'm not sure.
The facility phone number that it's asking for is the facility that it was, like the whole facility as a whole, not the direct doctor's phone number or that direct office's phone number. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's the same doctor, Victoria Uribe, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
So this
I just
is
wanted
my
to
question.
Make sure.
If I go by later or call later, if it's a different... If she's not connected to Elmhurst, can I give you a call back and just give you her exact, her office name?
What we can do is, actually, do you mind if I put you on a brief hold?
Yeah, that's fine.
Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Hi, Javon, are you with me?
Yes, I'm still here. And before you, I was trying to catch you before you said, hold on. My mom did confirm with me, because she was with me the whole time, that she is a part of Elmhurst.
Okay, so Elmhurst Hospital.
So she is a part of Elmhurst. I was trying to catch you before you put me on hold.
No worries. I was running around to figure out if I was if I had to get that exact facility or not, or if you'd just let the attorneys know.
Yeah, she confirmed that she was
okay. Okay, perfect.
I did sign a DocuSign that you sent me to.
Oh wow, okay, you were super quick. let me see. Okay, perfect. Yes, I did receive it on my end. What I'm gonna do right now is I'm gonna go ahead and send you a text with my information. Give me one second. So with that being said, the attorneys are going to reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours. They're going to verify the case with you over the phone. So just be on the lookout for their call. If you miss their call, just call, give them a call back. They just need to verify the information that we went over on the phone with you. If they need anything from you, they will let you know. With that being said, it was a pleasure speaking with you. I know this must have been super difficult to talk about, because it's not only, you know, a physical battle for your son, but a mental battle for you, seeing, you know, what your son was going through. So I do want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me on the phone. I just went ahead and sent you a text from my direct line. Did you receive it?
Okay. Thank you so much.
So what I'll have you do is for your friend and your cousin, I'll have you go ahead and send them my information. And then you can just have them text them, say, hey, this is so-and-so. Javon sent me over to you requiring, you know, meeting the criteria. And then I'll give them a call later today and kind of go from there. If I need to reach you for any reason, I will contact you from this number. This is my direct line. And then if you need me for any reason, you can contact me on this number. I would suggest the best way to do so is by texting, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.